Today I'm talking with Megan Elson, Miss Australia ICN Pro 2019. Firstly, congratulations, Megan. You won a lot of competitions during the month of May and the first weekend in June. You had about 5 competitions and won lots of things. So exactly what were your wins?
Hi, Dee. Thank you. Yes, I did win quite a lot. I ended up winning 2 by second places, 10 by first places, 3 by overall, and I ended up winning my pro card.
Great. Congratulations. And that was so well done, especially since you had never competed before. So good on you. Can you please start at the beginning and tell us what made you decide to enter the competition?
Well, I wanted to prove to myself and to my clients that with proper mindset, nutrition and determination, that anything is possible and that you too can achieve your health and fitness goals. I also love a good challenge and was keen to increase my training intensity to the highest level that I could push my body to.
Cool. And tell us about the planning. You had so much to consider with juggling work, running a PT business, being a mum and a wife. You must have had a crazy schedule.
Oh, my God. My life is hectic at the best of times. I have my husband, 4 children and 2 businesses that I have to fit in around the crazy training schedule. I had a weekly timetable set for my work and my training hours, my husband's work hours and the children's sports and training days. I am very lucky that I have flexible clients that was very understanding and accommodating during the comp prep. Preparation is key to success.
Definitely. So, and did you need to call on people to support you in any way?
I did, definitely. My husband had my back 100% the whole way. I could not have done it as well as what I did without his help. He made my meal prep every night, made sure the children were organized with all their sport, and he motivated me when I needed that extra push. My family also helped me with children when I had to travel or when I had to squeeze that extra training in. I'm really lucky that I had such a great network behind me.
Yeah. Yes, you were definitely very fortunate to have all your husband's help, and especially with the meals and with your change in the eating. And how about the increase in your weight training exercise? Was there much extra time for that?
Yes, with my husband making all my special meals, that was one less thing I had to worry about, as you have to weigh everything that you eat. I was training at least 6 by 2 hour training sessions each week. Some nights I was training at 10 p.m.
Wow, that's hard. as we both
Very
know, and mindset, there you go, you won with the mindset. Mindset comes into play heavily with something as big as this. So how did you manage that, and what got you through those tough days?
Well, I was determined to be the best that I could possibly be. I would visualize myself up on stage and where I wanted to be. Some days were definitely harder than others, but you just have to learn to push through one step, one rep at a time.
Right. And so what do you feel were the biggest motivators for you?
Well, my family and my supporters, their love and their kind words of encouragement. I also really wanted to win my pro card.
Good on you. And you would have been tracking your progress throughout the process, right?
Oh, definitely. I had an amazing bodybuilding coach, which is Miss Rosemary Cherry, who I would check in with every week. She would measure my body fat and any measurements, my nutrition adjustment, if needed be, would be made on that day as well.
Cool. Just getting back to, what makes a person achieves something. So there are a number of personal development books and courses presenting a variety of steps to achieve success with a goal, which I've done lots of them too. I believe that some goals need more work than others. And however, from some of my personal experience, I have discovered that I've been able to achieve things just with making a decision, acting on it with determination. I noticed from what you've said so far that you also had desire, support, and visualization. What do you consider were your main steps to success?
I totally agree with you. You need to set a goal and make the appropriate steps in order to achieve it. Preparation, determination, and consistency.
Right. So I'm just going to recap for the listeners. Megan had decision, desire, a goal with a plan of action, support, accountability, determination, consistency. And you'll find all of these and more in my online program with the details below. Now, Megan, out of curiosity, what are your top three favourite reasons to exercise so we can perhaps motivate some people to get out there and exercise a bit more?
Yeah, well, my top three would be to help manage physical and mental stress of everyday life. Number two would be to be strong and healthy. I love the feeling of being strong, being able to do everyday activities easier, and to feel happier and increase my energy levels.
Love it. They're just so good. Thank you, Megan. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
For anyone who would like to be trained by a pro, like you can find Megan at Anytime Fitness South Tweed during the weekdays and at Lorna Jane Coolangatta on Saturday mornings. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Yeah, and thanks for sharing with the listeners everything about you winning, and congratulations again. Thanks,
Megan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.